Learning is not a luxury, and lack of an educated society is not just an inconvenience. Learning is fundamental to a free society that aspires to be both prosperous and sustainable. Every one of us, being human, is both a learner and a teacher. It is built into our DNA. Given this capacity, everyone should be given the opportunity to learn. Everyone, including children, their parents, and their teachers. Teachers can learn too, and both six-year-olds and teachers can become experts. How should we go about leveraging the latent capacity to learn? How can we transform a consumer-oriented culture into a learning-oriented culture? It is well established that motivation for learning comes from autonomy to explore and express ideas, the confidence and space to master knowledge, and the opportunity to engage in authentic problem-solving, which leads to a sense of purpose. Marvin Minsky once said, "Learning is hard fun." His insight is that we should give people tools that they can use to explore, that they can master, and that they can apply to problems that they are passionate about. Learning then becomes a byproduct of their construction of cognitive towers. Learning is something one does, not something done to you or done for you. We need to encourage and motivate all members of our community to become active in their learning, which means that they need to engage in doing, making, problem solving, and reflection. The latter activity, reflection, is one of the most often missed in educational technology initiatives. Note that there's a difference between giving people tools and giving people apps. Very few apps are tools. Most apps are experiences where the hard part of the fun is done for you. By giving people tools, giving them support and in the application of these tools, and being explicit in setting an expectation that everyone teach and learn, we can make a positive transformation both of individuals and society, a society of learners and teachers, problem solvers and innovators, both prosperous and happy.